Cambridge 105 Radio. Mrs. Toad baked some cookies, and Mr. Toad had a ball. But when he finished eating the green sugar cookies, well, his tummy couldn't hold them all. Oh no, no, his tummy couldn't hold.
That was Mrs. Toad's Cookies by Klaatu. My name is Ben Huerdine. This is my music show. Usually I make little connections between songs and every song is sort of connected. But I want to try something a bit different and just play songs I like. So, yeah, that band, Klaatu, if you didn't know, when they released their first single, Calling Occupants, they were mistaken for the Beatles. Lots of broadsheets were saying, oh, this must be the Beatles, because it sounded so much like a George Martin production and that sort of Liverpudlian accent sort of thing they're doing, but they ended up being from Canada, so that's kind of interesting. Now I want to play another. I'm not making connections, I must reiterate, which I usually do. So I want to play just a completely unconnected song. Here's Lighthouse Keeper by Sunforest.
Lamps by the light of day, so the ships at night can find their way. I want to marry a lighthouse keeper, won't that be okay? We'll have parties on a coral reef and clam bakes on the shore. We'll invite the neighbors in, the seagulls by the score. I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. Dream of living in a lighthouse, the white one by the bay. Lighthouse keeper, we could dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. I dream of living in a lighthouse, the white one by the bay. So if you want to make your dreams come true, be a lighthouse keeper, little. We could live in a lighthouse, the white one by the bay. Won't that be okay?
That was Sun Forest with Lighthouse Keeper, and I think you might remember that being used in a little film called Clockwork Orange. That film has lots of chirpy music for being such a horrific story. I actually have a massive poster of that in the room I'm in right now, which I don't know what sort of thing people will insinuate from that, but anyway. So I want to play another song I like. It is a song called Pamela Jean by The Survivors, which I thought of note was written by Brian Wilson and sung by him. It's sort of a side project because he did a doo-wop song and he was like, oh, this doesn't fit in with the Beach Boys, but so he made a new little band called The Survivors, and Pamela Jean is my mum's first and second name, so here's Pamela Jean by The Survivors. Pamela Jean by The Survivors, and that's Brian Wilson writing and singing there. My name is Ben Hewarding, this is Cambridge 105 Radio. This is my music show. I'm going to play a song now from the movie Banshees of Inisherin, and it's an amazing film, and it's on Disney Plus if you can watch it. It's probably my favourite film I've seen in a long, long time. But anyway, here's an instrumental from the film by Carter Burwell called The Mystery of Inisherin. Thank you. Carter Burrell, The Mystery of Inisherin from the movie Banshees of Inisherin. And I always find it interesting that Carter Burrell came from the punk scene and ended up making this beautiful, you know, simple, like punk music, but very beautiful and elegant. And not saying punk can't be that, but I just find it interesting, like Elliott Smith did a similar sort of trajectory from sort of the hardness of a punk band to the soft fiddling of a guitar player. I don't know. But anyway, so here we have Turning Teeth by Jesus and the Brides of Dracula from the movie Under the Silver Lake.
Exploring where the cameras cannot
That was Turning Teeth from the movie Under the Silver Lake, of course. And the composer of that is called Disaster Piece. And if you're a fan of video games as much as I am, you might know him from doing the theme to, not the theme, the whole soundtrack to the game Fez. And he's obviously very talented. And in that whole movie, Under the Silver Lake, that's sort of a pop song in the movie. But the whole movie is very Hitchcocky and Bernard Herrmann stuff, and I really recommend it. The movie is a tough watch, but it's arty, and if you like arty stuff, give it a go, Under the Silver Lake. So now I'm going to play a song called My Body is a Cage by Peter Gabriel. It's a new song by him, and my stepdad played it to me, and I thought it was really lovely, very like a Bond theme or whatever. So here we go.
holds the key. My body is a cage. We take what we are given. Just because you've forgotten doesn't mean you're forgiven. I'm living in an age that screams my name at night. But when I get to the doorway, there's no one in sight.
Peter Gabriel, My Body is a Cage. I have that, it feels sort of Radiohead-y. I really like that song. I'm not incredibly familiar with Peter Gabriel's stuff, other than that music video where everything's stop motion, and I just think that's a really, really lovely song. So I'm going to moving on. My name is Ben Hewitting, this is Cambridge 105 Radio. We're going to have a song called Eye of the Hurricane by Kyle Kraft. Strap in for some glam rock, I suppose.
And whispered, "Come back when my daddy's gone."
Graft, Eye of the Hurricane, and yeah, that's a really cool glam rocky sort of song, and the video is really great as well, and it's sort of ahead of its time in terms of gender fluidity and all that sort of stuff, the video, but yeah, it's just a brilliant album and song. Yeah, you should look it up. Kyle Graft, Eye of the Hurricane. Here's a dance song, Goy Barato. I've loved him since I was very young. His music, I mean, I don't know the man. But here's a song he did called Take My Breath Away, which is a follow-up to his hit album, Chromophobia. Coy Barreto, Take My Breath Away. I love just sort of zoning out to his music and sort of letting the little parts just drift through your brain. And yeah, it's brilliant. So yeah, we've had a dance song. Remember, I said earlier in the show, I usually make little connections between songs, but I'm trying to do something a little different where I'm just playing songs I enjoy and that I feel like playing. So I'm going to play a song that you probably know. It's Ebony Eyes by Stevie Wonder.
She's a Miss Beautiful, so a girl that
Ebony Eyes, Stevie Wonder, and that has to be influential on Daft Punk, doesn't it? With the little Vocaloid, or whatever you call it, vocoder, the little electronic robot speak. Yeah, you can just imagine Daft Punk discovering that and going, oh, let's base our whole thing around this. I love Daft Punk. Yeah, so earlier in the show we had Klaatu. I think that was the first song of the show, Mrs. Toad's Cookies. So I'm going to play their big hit, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. It's funny because we had an artist called Carl Craft before. Craft, this is the Craft show. Oh.
Together, that's the way
to
Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Yeah, you just gotta love that George Martin sort of production and the Ringo fills. Yeah, so we're reaching the end of the show. It has been a bit of an experiment this show because I didn't do the usual thing of usually I connect between songs. I just sort of played things I enjoyed. I don't know if it was better or worse. I'll have a think about it. And all my adoring fans can, you know, send in letters to say which they prefer. Anyway, you're probably just a random person driving home at the moment, honestly. And thank you for sticking with me for even a moment. We are gonna end on. I think we're gonna end on "Me" by Jonathan Wilson, and Jonathan Wilson is the producer, most of the time producer of Father John Misty. And he's very cool. I think production is a massive part of what makes Father John Misty amazing. And he definitely has some arrangement chops, as shown in this song, "Me" by Jonathan Wilson. See you next week.
Me. Let's look at me. Did I pirouette again? Out of the dream, just me and all that I could be, and have I sang of peace at least? Have I helped my
sound.
celestial mothers.
Something.